This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Stay away. If you don't need to be here, don't come anywhere near the area.
That's Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack earlier this week. And every week I end up having one favorite piece of sound. And guys, this is it this week. So can we play that again?
Stay away. If you don't need to be here, don't come anywhere near the area.
Now, Secretary Pollack, I so wish we could comply with your request, but sorry, we here at WBUR cannot. Because what you're talking about, she's talking about a giant stretch of Commonwealth Avenue and multiple lanes on the Mass Pike. They are getting shut down today. And full disclosure, WBUR studios are right in the middle of it on Comm Ave. We can see all this construction and the ensuing chaos that it is going to be causing. Now, this is all in an attempt to repair a critical Commonwealth Avenue bridge that spans the Mass Pike. And construction is slated to last until August 14th, which of course means a whole lot of disruption and traffic headaches for tens of thousands of commuters and drivers who are going to have to navigate around Boston and the Charles River without this critical east-west passage for a while. So again, we're right here on Comm Ave. We can hear the rumbling of the construction equipment, and we can also hear the complaining already. So stay calm, everyone. We have an update. Joining us now is Jonathan Gulliver. He's acting Massachusetts Highway Administrator. Mr. Gulliver, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
Are you hearing complaints already, too?
We have not been hearing a lot of complaints, which is good. Nothing more than expected. And, you know, I'll echo the Secretary's sentiments here, is that if you can stay away from this area, that's really the best thing to do. And so far, we have not seen any major traffic impacts, and that's because we haven't done any of our major reductions yet. At this point, only the Green Line is impacted. But starting tonight, and then especially going into this weekend, Comm Ave Bridge tonight is going to be started to see some serious impacts on local traffic. And then starting coming into this weekend is when the Pike is going to start to be impacted.
Right. I mean, I'm glad you're not hearing complaints yet, but I never underestimate the power of the Boston commuter to complain preemptively. But I'm trying to have a little bit of fun here because it is going to cause major disruption. There's over a mile of Commonwealth Avenue that's closing down, reducing the Pike to two lanes in each way. So that's going to mean that east-west travel in major areas of greater Boston is going to be tough. I mean, can Memorial Drive, can Storrow Drive, can Route 2, can the alternative routes handle the increased traffic you're likely to see?
So they can handle it. However, there's absolutely going to be congestion as a result of this. All of these roadways are designed for a certain level of service, and as you know, there's only so many ways in and out of the city. So if nobody diverts, it could be really pretty tough on the average everyday commuter. So we're expecting some people to divert and take alternate routes, and especially if they can take the commuter rail in. The commuter rail is going to be available Monday through Friday. The pain that the average commuter is going to experience is not going to be as bad as it could be.
Mm. Well, what about on Commonwealth Avenue? I'm saying it's getting shut down, but there still will be buses, right, and pedestrian and bicycle traffic.
Right, that's correct. So starting tonight at 7 p.m., the eastbound side of Commonwealth Avenue is going to be shut down to traffic. However, as you said, it will still be open for MBTA buses and also to emergency vehicles. And pedestrian bicyclists are going to be allowed full access during construction, although the expectation is that if you're taking that route as a pedestrian or a bicyclist, you may have to have your crossings at different points, and you can certainly expect that at one point or another you may be held up while certain construction operations are taking place. And by held up, I mean not delayed indefinitely, but maybe held up for 5 to 10 minutes as you're making your way through that work zone.
Yeah, so that's up above on Commonwealth Avenue, but also,
correct,
you know, we can't forget that the Mass Pike is going to be choked down to a couple of lanes on either side. But remind us, Jonathan Gulliver, like, why is this work having to be done? I mean, it's rather important. That Comm Ave bridge is not in great shape.
No, so the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge is what we call a structurally deficient bridge, and that means that it's nearing the end of its lifespan, and the amount of repairs that would take to keep it in a safe condition indefinitely far exceeds the amount that it's going to take us to actually just replace it. So this is a project that we identified several years ago as needing a replacement, and we've been working very hard for the last 5 years on the design and on the planning to get to this point to get where we are and get this thing replaced and get a brand new bridge with long-term 75-year lifespan and also with improved pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular traffic above it.
Yeah, but only half the work's going to be done right now, right? Like, you're going to do it all over again next summer.
That's correct. This is a bridge that's complicated by really where it's located. It has a lot of different modes of travel on it, and in order to do this type of a project without completely disrupting it more than we are, we've broken it into two stages. So this year we're doing the slightly more complicated stage, which is removing the eastbound side of the bridge. I'm sorry, the westbound side of the bridge, along with the Green Line reservation. Next year it'll be the opposite side. So you can expect that next year we're going to have a similar kind of restrictions in place.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is part of the Accelerated Bridge Construction Program, as mentioned. Have you done work like this in an area of Greater Boston as sort of with as many complex transportation needs or as busy as this before?
We've done a lot of complicated projects in and around Boston. We've done them successfully, but certainly none that have this many complications. Again, we want to stress this is impacting all modes of travel, whether you're a bicyclist or a pedestrian or somebody driving through the site, either on top of the bridge or underneath the bridge, or if you're taking the Green Line or the commuter rail, you're going to be impacted in some way, shape, or form.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it is a very difficult project. And, you know, honestly, there's a lot of folks working on the bridge that share your pain, myself included, and the secretary both have to come through that area every day to get into our jobs, too. So there's a lot of eyeballs watching this project to make sure that it goes right.
Oh, we will be watching because we can literally see it from our studios. Like, I can just look out the window from the office and we see the bridge. So,
yep.
I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. People around here are kind of freaking out. But is it safe to say that it's better to freak out for, I don't know, 14, 16, 18 days rather than the months, years possibly that this project could take if you did it on a more leisurely timeline?
Absolutely. And to look at it, if we had done this at traditional construction techniques, which is you demolish it piece by piece and do what we call stage construction, you would have not just restrictions, but you would have a series of shutdowns at various stages throughout the project. So we're doing this in 18 and a half days for the full length of the shutdowns. At Pike impacts, much less than that. That's down to, I believe, 14 days total. However, when you look at it from a standpoint of a rip the Band-Aid off approach versus the long-term type of stage construction, this is what, when we really looked at things, this was a far more desirable way of doing it. So we know it's going to be a tough couple of weeks, but the nice thing is that we'll be out of there and you'll be returning back to your normal traffic flow after that. And then again, a really quick hit again next year to do the
same
thing.
Well, and if it doesn't go according to plan, we will call you because we can see it. Okay.
No, I'm sure you will. And we expect everything to go to plan, and it's gone well so far. And we, again, a lot of time in planning and engineering has gone into getting to this point. So we have looked at every possible contingency plan at this point, and we feel really good about where we are.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Jonathan Gulliver, Acting Massachusetts Highway Administrator, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.